You are welcome to the 5-minute daily devotion brought to you by the Living Throne Ministry. My name is Olusegun Mokuolu, and our Bible text is the book of Exodus chapter 3 and verse 2 to 4. And the angel of the Lord appeared to him in a flame of fire from the midst of a bush. So he looked, and behold, the bush was burning with fire, but the bush was not consumed. Then Moses said, I will now turn aside and see this great sight, why the bush does not burn. So when the Lord saw that he turned aside to look, God called to him from the midst of the bush and said, Moses, Moses. And he said, Here I am. You will notice that God did not call Moses until God caught his attention. Whoever has your attention has your life. Whatever has your attention has your life. God was waiting for Moses to give him his attention. God had to do something to call his attention. It was when God had his attention that God spoke to him. Satan himself understands this principle. And so the devil will also create distractions that will have your attention. Because Satan himself knows that whatever has your attention has your life. It is very important who has our attention or what has our attention. Have you not noticed sometimes, even in marriage, that you are using your phone and your spouse is talking to you? You can't just put that phone down for that minute and give attention to your spouse. Your attention is on your phone. Many marriages will thrive if they give 10% of attention they give to phone, to laptop, to other immaterial things. If they give it to their spouse, many marriage will thrive. Many people don't know the evil and the danger they are doing to their family members, to their spouses, because of giving attention to wrong things at a wrong time. We are not saying that you should not use devices and so on, but it is very important. If you have chosen, for example, to marry somebody, you must at least give that person attention. Many people cannot do that today. They can no longer give their spouse attention. So that's why if your spouse is talking, you are busy watching TV. So occasionally you shake your head and give impression that you are listening. But the fact is that the TV has your attention. The program, whatever it is that you are watching, it has your attention. For a moment, just think of it. How can object get your attention above a human being with a living soul, with a spirit? How can object get your attention? How is it that something carries your attention so much that you can't give attention to a human being? That is what Satan has done, to create distractions in life. So many people are giving attention to so many things. Somebody may give attention to his friend rather than his wife. He may give attention to drinking beer. They may give attention to just buying clothes, buying things, than what is most important. All of us have the same currency of attention. It depends on what we spend it on. Most people, the Bible does not have their attention. The Word of God does not have their attention. Mary gave her attention to Jesus. Martha gave her attention to cooking. At the end, Jesus commended Mary for giving her attention to him. It's very crucial. It's very important. How we give our attention, who we give our attention to, is very. It is my prayer that it is the Lord Jesus that will have your attention in the mighty name of Jesus. Thank you for listening. You can reach us on this number, +234 818 615 7852. Our web address is livingthrone.org. Until next time, occupy till Jesus comes.